the game?
It's a hard fought game. You know, both teams understood the position they're in, and unfortunately we broke there in the third period.
You guys came in here on such a roll, even on the road. What was the difference in this one?
Not sure. I think you get the tail end of a road trip, and you have to be a little bit patient and just play a little bit of a smart game. And we had a little trouble there through neutral zone early on, and until we straightened that out, we didn't start skating we weren't skating to our full ability. And as you can tell, I'm tired from this trip. I can't even talk right now, but that's the difference. You got to be smart and you got to be patient. And we had it 1-1, and you can't break. And we gave them some opportunities, and would have liked to make a save for the boys, but didn't have it tonight.
From your angle, how did you see that Wheeler play just develop from the start?
I didn't really see how it developed. I'm just watching their guys to see if there's any chance of danger, and obviously I saw him coming for a while there, and it's just one of those ones where I thought I had him set up pretty good, and I felt it just right at the edge of my glove, and I'm just not probably out enough on him, taking away some space, and we made a nice play.
Ryan, you all sting from this loss, and I know you do, but can you take the whole trip and put it together and say, look, we took 3 out of 4 in a very tough trip?
Yeah, I think we should. Tonight was obviously, had the implications for the Eastern Conference there, but I thought we did a nice job getting on the road and battling for points, and we put ourselves in a position to chase down eighth place, and tonight wasn't our night, but we got many more opportunities to go, and I don't think anybody in this pack is going to run the table, so we just have to be good.
Anything about the Jets surprise you?
Nope.
Obviously, everyone at this level has talent, but I remember Thorburn when he was in Buffalo. He usually have goals like that. Just seemed to nice play right in front of him, so to speak.
Yeah, he drove in that hard, and he kind of bailed on the play, put it in my pads, and got a nice bounce, came right back to him. So it looked like a sick toe drag, but...
it didn't get a piece of the pad.
Well, he dumped it off my pad when he thought he was getting cut off, and then poof, and straight back on his tape. So I'll give him credit for driving that and making a pretty goal, but I don't want him to get too cocky. That greasy kid. Don't want him talking about how he toe dragged everybody. But he's got pretty decent hands, and he's a hard competitor. He's willing to go to the net hard with the puck, and he got the bounce tonight, and hopefully we'll have it next time.
What do you think of the crowd and the atmosphere?
It's good to see people excited about hockey. It's something that was definitely missing when the team was in Atlanta, and if we can get every team in the league to look like this building and have this kind of excitement, hockey has a great future. We do have a lot of buildings that are doing well, but to see everybody this excited would be great.
What was it like getting the personal serenades?
Well, it doesn't bother me too much. I mean, if they're not worried about you, they're not going to chant your name. So, just try and enjoy it. And, not too many people have thousands of people chanting their name, trying to throw them off. So obviously they have some small amount of respect for me, some place in their heart. So.
Getting credit for the creativity on the Olympic chant?
No.
No.
Sorry. That's too easy.
Okay.